You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. Excited for this thought today. I'm on a walk tonight. Super dark out. Dark and spooky. It's been really foggy in Boise. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to the summer and just some of that heat again. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Hey, I'm really excited to share with you guys some of the insights I've been getting as we have now completed the purchase of this company. And I am using my same process to that company that I've used for startups all the way to multi-$100 million companies, all the way up to even a $1 billion company. And it's the same process. And I think that's one of the things that has been so baffling to me is the more and more I use the same process, what I'm doing along the way, like process-wise, is really the same process. It's the same problems, but what's changing, I'm noticing, is how the problems are solved. Let me give you an example. The hardest part when you're first starting out is that no one knows you and you have no list. So you could still have the greatest product ever, the most incredible offer, but just solving the obscurity problem, you know, is one of the toughest problems. How are people going to find out about my product? How are people going to find out about me and what I'm doing? And sometimes it feels like you're just this little tiny wheel just squeaking, you know, just right? And other times you're like, oh, I'm nailing it. Everyone's going to hear about this offer because it's so amazing. It's incredible. Solving that obscurity problem is tough. And I remember, I don't want to ruffle any feathers or break any dreams here, but well, here we go. I had this mirage, this false belief or a perception that when you're big or when you have a big list, or when you have, you know, a business that has been selling for a while, that the obscurity problem is completely solved. Meaning, if only I was Tony Robbins, if only I was so-and-so, if only I had the size and the audience and the list of this person or this company over here, then all of my financial problems would be solved. Now, to a degree, that's true. One of my favorite books is a book called Ready, Fire, Aim. And in that book, it teaches that when you build a list of buyers, one of the greatest benefits is that pretty much every future product you create, as long as it doesn't suck, will to some degree be successful. To some degree. May not be a lot, may not be tons, but to some degree, at least probably will not be an utter failure. And the reason is because so many of your existing people will buy them if you've done a good job taking care of your brand, you know, and your reputation. And so I remember building funnels. This is like back when, I'm trying to remember how long, I mean, this is a long time ago now. I've been building funnels for 8 years now, which is crazy. It's so crazy. Almost, coming up on 8 years right now in ClickFunnels, and been building a lot of funnels. Obviously, you guys all know that. But I, again, had this perception that it's like, if I just had this huge list, everything would be fine. And again, a certain amount will, yes, that's true. But funny enough, you know, what's been interesting is whenever I go on and consulted certain, you know, I've done a lot more consultations lately. It's been super fun, which by the way, I'm opening back up again. If you guys want an hour of my time or even a day, just go to stevejlarson.com and there's a spot there that says, you know, consulting or hire or whatever. It's right there. And what's been interesting is to see how people solve the obscurity problem if they're a brand new business or if they are an existing business. Because again, the perception that I had, which I don't know if you're that way when you're, you know, if you were just starting out, you dear listener, or maybe you're going through that right now, you're like, man, it's, I call it the obscurity problem. That's what,
That's why you publish consistently. That's why when you do a launch, you do it really, really loud. You're trying to solve the obscurity problem. No one knows who you are. And that is a problem. That's it. That's an issue. Or no one knows what offer you have. And they can't buy it if they don't know about it. Right? You got to make some kind of noise. You got to get some attention. Sometimes I also call this attention design. And there's several ways and plays that I like to run and throw to be known in a market very quickly. And I'll share more of that as I keep going, because I've been noticing I'm doing them more and more. But the point of this episode is to remove the fallacy that I was once under, right? There I am building funnels. I think, 100 people on my list, probably mostly friends and family and college buddies who I just put on my list, right? I'm sure most of us did that at some point, or may have, or thought, anyway, don't do that, all right? That was a mistake I made. But, and I remember looking at the industry leaders and saying to myself, man, if I just had their list, all my problems would go away. If I just had, right? And it's such a juvenile thing to think. And it's because, and the irony of it is, we still talk about that in big companies. The one that I just bought, guess what? I had a 2-hour chat today with the owner and the other owner, and I presented to them my marketing and campaign plan today for the next 3 months. I was like, here's what we're going to do for the next 3 months. And I didn't get to finish it, but I was like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's at least what the next month is going to do. And this is where we can expect pumps of cash here and there, which does this to our P&L, which here's the profit margins, which means our take should be X, Y, Z, right? And I'm like running through the whole top to bottom of what the marketing will do to the bottom line. And guess what the conversation eventually steered around? Well, how are we going to fill the funnel? How are we going to solve the obscurity problem? They didn't say that, but just think of it like that. How are we going to solve being obscure? This new offer is so cool. And I was like, well, we're not going to turn off what's already working. Otherwise, we would not be interested in buying you, right? What we're going to do is we're going to double in on those efforts and expand to other markets using the same message. We're not going to cool the message off. We're not going to change the messaging in the least. We're just going to find them on other platforms that you're not currently on. Really simple. Simple, simple, simple. It made me kind of like take a step back. Literally every single company, big, small, brand new, old, everyone talks about this. It is the talk of the town when you are launching anything. And so my point in this episode, however short it might be here, is to just reiterate that if you are not where you want to be in a business or financially, or you're starting to think maybe things along the lines of like, if only I had a list that size, my problems would be over. If only I had, solved the obscurity problem would be solved forever if I had those assets or that visibility or that brand name. It's not true. It's not true at all. And like my reason for starting this impromptu podcast is to point that out, that if you are thinking that right now and you're not where you want to be, a larger list, yes, it helps, but it's still a topic of conversation all the time, all the time. So what are you doing right now? You're putting in mat time, baby, right? You're doing some reps. You're doing reps. Practice. If you can't do it with the small list, how on earth would you know how to do it with a big list? It doesn't solve it just because there's more people on it. You still have to know how to pull money out of the list. You still have to know how to do campaigns. You still have to create stories. There's still a plan you have to put together, big or small company, right? Brand new or wildly seasoned. How on earth do you pull the money out of the internet and out of the audience giving an amazing product? How do you do that? It's still the...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of chief ads officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Same topic of conversation. So if you're not where you want to be, man, you look at that as reps, you look at that as mat time, you look at it as practice. And what a blessed way to do it, because if you seriously jack it up, right,
then
your list isn't big anyway, right? Not a lot of people are going to see it, right? And I say that jokingly, but we had someone who, someone went to the bathroom while they were on the Zoom call or something like that. Like, I mean, and luckily, like they didn't have an audience. They didn't have a following. So when people are like, oh, Stephen, I'm going to go start making YouTube. Oh, Stephen, I'm going to start making podcasts. How will I promote it? First off, traffic already exists. They will find it organically if you do a good job with good content. I have never spent ads to any of my content to promote it, ever. Just let it grow, put the reps in, put the mat time down, don't look at the clock and just go, right? But the second part is just to realize that, man, thank goodness you don't have the list that you don't want or that you think you want. You know what I mean? Like, meaning certainly grow it. Certainly go accept it. Certainly try to do everything you can to grow. But I guess I'm just saying that bless the path you're on and where you are on that path at the same time. Be grateful for it, because there's a lot of times I always laugh like, all right, yeah, you all know it took me 34 tries. I went through 34 failures. It was on my 35th that was finally a success. 35. I had to remind someone of that today. How come this didn't work on round one? I was like, I told you to please expect that it won't. Why won't it work? Why would we do this anyway? It's like, because you're going to learn like crazy, which is the answer that no one wants, but it's true. You're going to go through a lot of reps. You're going to go through so many reps. And I think someone who can just shove down that number and just go and fire again and fire again and fire again. Half the reason you end up winning is just because you took that many shots, you know? Anyway, I'm not trying to go in a different angle here with this, but just remember that like the problems that you are facing when you're a brand new business, they're not really that different as the ones for big businesses. You're just more versed in how to solve them, right? It's like I'm walking right now. I had to solve the problem the first time of how to walk when I was like, you know, less than a year old. I'm still solving the problem of how to walk. I'm just better at solving it without thinking now. Does that make sense? Same problems. You're just better at solving them because you're doing them the same time. So you get reps in. So it's funny. One of the worst clients I had, we did this huge production thing. I'm not going to say what it was. I don't want you to guess. And they didn't make all of their money back. They made a lot of money back, but they didn't make all of it back. And they're like, how come this didn't explode? And I was like, well, just like I said before, like you should be doing this every quarter. So now that you have all the assets built, just rinse and repeat and do it again. This next one you'll probably break even on. They never did it again. They're like, oh, I got to go do all that again. I was like, yes, but remember, you just did it. You already have half the assets built, more than half. You just did the event. You just did the thing. Go do it again. And you get better at solving the same problems. You get more versed on more efficient answers to the exact same question. And that's what I think is the beauty of this whole thing. I really wish someone had told me that when I first had started, that I was like, man, I'm going to go and I'm going to make, once I have the list, oh, I'll never have to think about that again. That's laughable. That is absolutely laughable. Once I have this offer done, it'll be the only offer I'll ever make. It's like, okay, even if it's the one that explodes, like, no, you're just not going to. There's going to be more. It's like telling an entrepreneur they're going to have one idea. It's like, no, that's not true. So you're just getting better at solving the same problems. That's part of my point. That's what I'm really trying to say in this podcast. You know, all these new businesses that I've helped, that's why I can use the same formula. It's the exact same formula in a brand new business as I do an existing and experienced one that I'm just trying to scale. And it's what I'm doing right now. And I'll just tell you this, like I spent most of yesterday using my process on this company we just built. And it's been really fun to observe how I get to answer the same questions because the resources are different, right? So there's already a list. Cool, but they're not just like emailing me their credit card. I still have to make a campaign, still have to go push it out there,
Same big company, small company, same thing, right? And what's fun, what does change as time goes on is you have different resources and you have more experience and you know what it's like to walk down that road versus that road and why you should go down the one on the left versus the right or whatever. You just get more experience and better at answering the very same questions, which I think is just really fun to think about. So anyway, that's the point. I hope that that widens eyes just a little bit in that, you know, whatever the problem, the business problem that you're trying to solve right now is, first off, identify it. If you can't identify it, you won't solve it. Second off, know that it's probably a problem that you'll come back to at some point in some variation, which I find helps me solve them faster because now I'm not like, oh, I got to solve this and it'll finally be over. It's like, no, you're just putting in reps. You're just putting in reps, mastering the fundamentals. That's it. And yeah, you know what? 2 years from now, you may have a larger list. You might have this or that, but it's still the same problem. You just have more fuel and ammo to answer it with more grace and ease than you did when it was clunky at the beginning and you're learning to take your first steps, so to speak, you know? So, all right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. I am going to be doing, I have done 20 live events. Live event. Some people thought I like think I'm saying webinar. No, I've done a lot more than that. I mean, 20 live in-person events. Oh, well, I guess two were virtual during the pandemic, but they still had 800 people. I'm going to do another event and I'm not totally sure when yet. I'm thinking it'll be late spring, but I wanted to just let you know, like I'm going to go back to teaching like at these events. I just want to go and teach the same formula that I'm still using, but do it with new and different insights now. Oh, you're in this type of company? Here. And that type of company? Here. Same process, same principles, same order, same everything else. Obviously how it gets applied changes. So anyway, hopefully I can see you guys there. Bye.
What's the difference between a 5, 6, and 7-figure product launch? Time. It's how long the campaign was. I've personally done 4, 5, 6, and even 7-figure product launches on my own now, and I want to help you learn our model. If you don't have a list, if you don't have an ad budget or even a snazzy funnel, you don't need one. Go to internetlaunchsecrets.com right now for free and you'll learn how rich dead marketers launched their products without the internet and how to use the same code today for your own 4 to 7-figure product launches online. If you have a product or even just the idea and you're starting to feel stuck, Internet Launch Secrets is for you. It'll guide you through the messy role of entrepreneurship and pave the revenue path as a marketer. This framework is literally responsible for every dollar I've made, and I'm excited to get into your hands after testing and tweaking it for the last 4 years. Check it out for free at internetlaunchsecrets.com. We've used it to launch products like information, software, e-com, agencies, professional services, books, MLM, affiliates, coaching, consulting, masterminds, B2B. We've done it for weird ones too, like massages, yoga, family history, relationships, and even blood work. Internet Launch Secrets is how I ethically get crowds of people waiting for my product before it's even ready. Check it out for free at internetlaunchsecrets.com and fix the traffic problem once and for all. Not knowing this is why my first 34 products failed and why the following 46 worked and has resulted in 10 million in sales. Click to internetlaunchsecrets.com and check out my 3 most profitable campaigns for free. Again, that's internetlaunchsecrets.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.